Welcome to the Two Thirds Podcast, or should I say, for this episode, our 20th specialty episode, the Two Quarters Episode Podcast.
We should actually save this, now that I'm thinking out loud, 25th episode.
25th?
Well, two quarters. One quarter is 25, right? Never mind, we'll take the 20. I'm good at math. This is the 1/5 podcast.
Fractions. I'm Grant, and my co-host...
Bobby Roode, Glorious Domination. Did I say Bobby Roode already?
I have no idea.
Bobby Roode, Glorious Domination.
Cam!
There he is.
We have two guests today. That's why we're the Two Quarters Podcast today.
We're the one-half podcast.
We're the one-half.
We're the half podcast.
Lowest common denominator, really, Cam?
I'm stupid in math. You know I'm always. All right, here with...
Oh, you're here with Tyler.
And?
The Human Torch was denied a bank loan.
Oh, okay.
Greg, the hell is that?
Greg, that's my intro.
Harry,
Greg,
thanks.
Here we go.
Told you
bad
earlier
jokes.
Before this.
It's good to be back on the podcast.
Yeah.
Live in person.
I know.
Live
I'm out.
We had
like
to come out here and
over
thank
the
you.
Phone.
Yeah, we had to come to you. This
Facebook
time.
Yeah, we're
chat.
A whole province away today.
Yeah, this is. You on the road.
Mm-hmm. Last time we did the podcast, it was Grant and I looking at each other and like laughing silently as you were telling us stories because you couldn't laugh out loud because anything that we did was like triple as loud as.
Oh right, yeah, you would have drowned me out for sure.
Yeah. And last time we heard from Greg here, our other guest, we were trying to build him a dating profile. How's the life doing? How's the dating?
18 weeks ago, almost 4 months now.
Yeah.
You got a girl yet?
No.
Great.
I don't.
Why not?
Dating
Why
profile
don't you
didn't
have
work?
A dating lady? Yeah.
I don't
Is
know.
Is your Tinder not off the chain?
It's not off the chain.
What's your opening line on Tinder?
Hey, girl. Want
Pull
some...
your Tinder out.
I'm not pulling
Read
my Tinder
your
out.
Tinder. Pull out your Tinder. Hey, sir. Pull out your Tinder.
Why do you even have Tinder if it's not working?
If it's not, what do you mean?
Like, there's two people in this room that, like, made it so that it does work. And so you're just being a failure on Tinder.
Wow. I am being a failure.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to get...
You have to share.
You have to share.
Sharing is caring. You gotta let other people do the work for you.
Please tell us what your Tinder line is.
My Tinder line.
Your
I don't have a
line.
Tinder line.
What's your Twitter Tinder bio?
My Twitter Tinder bio. I'll tell you right now. Just here to tell terrible jokes and make you laugh.
That didn't make.
That
me
doesn't
laugh.
Make any sense. You're telling terrible jokes. Why would they make them laugh? The only laughing that they'll do is at you.
Good. That's what I'd like to hear.
Huh. At you laugh.
I don't take things seriously, except for sports.
That's like the wrong thing to be taking seriously.
I take sports very seriously. Even if it is.
Okay.
I don't take sports seriously at all.
No, I have never seen you
Someone
ever.
Get Dr. Phil in here for this guy.
All right, so let's get to the big news here. Grant and I, first on the road podcast. First, you graced us by calling us. And we're like, you know what? We owe him one. We got to go back.
Yeah, I've been living away from home for 2.5 years, and they finally decided to come visit me.
You know? Correction. Those two.
Right.
Those two being Greg and
I've
Cam.
Been
Greg
out
and
here
Cam.
Before.
Grant came because he probably felt bad.
I was also just an hour away visiting my grandparents, but still.
From the Wanny. But yeah, it's good. Grant's in the good books. These two, they got to earn their spot. That's why I'm giving Greg a hard time about Tinder.
I said the only time I would ever come out to Yorkton is to move him back to Winnipeg. I broke that rule today.
Broke that rule.
Or yesterday.
You know, we really need to stop talking about Tinder when I'm on the podcast. Let's just...
We're getting you in trouble.
It's here. Yeah, we don't need to talk about it.
Why, Tyler? Are you secretly on it and people don't know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, just slaying. Yeah, swiping left, everything.
Is that how you... I don't Tinder, so I don't...
All right, okay, enough. Moving on.
Okay, moving on. This is actually our first on-location podcast as well. Not only in Yorkton. Where are we?
We are in the CTV Yorkton studios.
So. We're real professional today.
No, like if you there was a camera, we might look pretty professional. Like we would need four individual cameras to like frame us up.
But. We could have arranged that, but that's a lot of work and a lot of time, and it's a weekend, and I do not feel like doing any of that. Yeah. I already let these guys read some sports highlights. So that was pretty fun.
Okay, if you were because you're the expert here, if you had to grade all of us out of 10, what would you grade Grant?
Grant didn't keep his composure whatsoever. So Grant,
I also cussed.
Yeah, he gosh, that's like the biggest.
I got real
no-no.
Frustrated.
So Grant comes in last. So Grant gets a D. There's potential there. He at least spoke English.
Okay.
So he gets a D.
All right, Greg.
Yeah.
Not that speaking another language is bad, but...
No. You know, no,
but,
no.
Yeah, but this is an English-speaking
It was totally...
You
can understand. He enunciated quite well.
Yeah.
He understood
what he got a D. Lots of work.
Has a tough time pronouncing last names.
I give Cam a C+. Lots of... Cam gets a C+.
Personality, Cam.
Lots of personality.
Couldn't understand him at some point.
He couldn't understand him all the time, but he did keep it together, and he, by the end of the... highlight package, you were on schedule. You were reading the correct highlight to what the screen was saying.
I feel like I should automatically get bumped up to a B+ because you were working the prompter, not me.
That had nothing to do with it. I was right on time.
That had everything to do with it.
No, I'm telling you, the reason you were on schedule was because I was doing the prompter properly.
Oh, well, I was adding personality to it.
I know. You can do that, but I mean, there's a fine line. One thing I've learned doing this for however long I've been doing it is less is more. Less is like more when you're on TV. If you're sitting there and you're like watching SportsCenter or whatever, and the guy, all he's doing is just talking, it's so hard to follow what he's saying
and
watch.
News.
So if you're like, obviously you don't want to go, he passes it over and he shot it in. 1-0, so and so. That's boring, but obviously he does like a little dipsy doodle, passes it over, and he drags it through his leg like that. I can see. I can see that. You don't have to tell me.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to tell me.
Somewhere in the between.
You're a little too excited about this.
Yeah.
Well, okay. C plus. So then let's go to Greg.
And Greg gets just a solid B.
A B. Ooh.
He did well. He had a football one, so that's a little bit harder. Greg stayed on time for the most part. Didn't get too high, too low. A little too excitable sometimes, but that's okay. But definitely a B, I'd say.
I don't know what pay dirt means. I didn't realize that was a term.
Like touch end zone thing. I don't really ever use it.
That's enough. Okay, so since obviously like...
Did you write it?
No, I didn't write any of that.
So yeah, someone who like writes, like obviously you write the news and write like sporting reports and whatnot.
Yep.
When you're writing that, how do you not make it sound the exact same almost every time?
Sometimes you get in those like ruts where you're just like, oh, okay, I'm going to write the same thing over and over again. And it sounds the same, but you have to like... What I usually do if I go cover a hockey game or a baseball game, I'll come back, cut all the highlights, and then watch them, and then write each specific highlight, and then read it over, make sure it sounds a little bit different on each one, like use different verbs and adjectives, and in that way it kind of sounds different. But, I mean, for the most part, your writing style is going to shine through on any highlight package that you do, and it's going to sound like you, basically, a lot of the time.
Yeah, because I know, like, whenever, even like on... Not even close to what you do at all, but like even on like Facebook posts, when running a hockey team or something, every post for mine is the exact same. The exact same.
There's like three words that are like, for me, I just used one of them.
Okay.
The words that, just, and like can go out the window when you're writing for like any sort of scripting. Like you don't need those words. Even though we use them, like I just did again.
Okay.
We use them in our daily conversation, but those words can go right away. And when it comes to broadcasting,
but this
because
just
people tune it out, or it's a stop.
It's an unnecessary word.
Oh, it's a filler.
It's a filler word. So if you look at a sentence with the word "just" in it, read that sentence without that.
And
word.
It doesn't need it.
It's redundant.
It's totally exactly. Yeah, it's totally redundant.
Oh,
I'd say it's just redundant.
It's redundant.
It's no. There you go.
Just redundant. There's two redundant.
It's just redundant. Well, it's redundant. Yeah. We got the same point across. In less words, saves you time for later in the cast. You can do something else. So,
like, so do you go to live? Like, do you do live to TV sometimes?
Yeah.
Obviously.
Well, every morning is live for a minute or a minute and a half.
Have you ever had any flubs? Like, what do you do?
Oh, all the time. Sometimes. I think when you're first starting out and like maybe in your like your first year, you just kind of keep your eye on the end goal and you get through it. But now, because I've been doing it a while and you kind of have that relationship with your viewer, you can, like, I make fun of myself. Like if it's a Friday and I screw up, I'll be like, oh, it's Friday, moving on to the next thing. And like just actually say that out loud.
Oh,
and it depends on also what you're broadcasting. Like in the mornings, I'm talking about like community events and all that stuff, so it's very like not serious. But if I'm reading the news and I'm talking about a murder and I screw up, you just keep going. You don't like, god damn it,
Friday this guy got stabbed.
You don't do that. Okay. That'd be bad.
Well, it's Monday, clearly the murderer had a case of Mondays.
You don't need to editorialize anything. One cool trick that I learned was that if you before you go on the cast, before you go live, you take all your scripts and you write a smiley face or a happy face on each one, so that way when you're looking at it, you know, okay, this is a sad one, so it ought to be serious. Or a serious story.
That's a so, really good trick.
So then if it's like a good story, like puppies something.
Yeah, you can actually
floating
look
on
smart, look
boats.
Happy.
Smile. Yeah, yeah, you can read it with a smile. Read with a smile. Read with a serious face. Not a frown, but...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little more sombering, I guess. Or
yeah,
sobering.
Just very serious. Don't need to be joking around about murders and people's tax dollars. And that's serious stuff.
Well, yeah, people don't want to have someone smiling while they're like... And
property taxes were raised today. Aren't you excited?
It's a good thing I rent.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but people who still... Oh, that'd suck. That's no fun ever.
No, it's not fun.
Wait, so do you... Okay, so apart from doing, like, newscasts and morning, do you ever do, like... What's this set that we're actually sitting on for?
Well, we're sitting on our community interview set. This is actually the old set from, I believe, it's the CTV Winnipeg Studios. And so it's kind of got a big background, big blue and orange... sort of steel background. It's got two couches and a really ugly coffee table and a really ugly wicker basket thing. And so basically we bring people in here for to promote their community events, their groups. We have mayors in here all the time, talk about what's going on in their cities or in their towns. Yeah, just lots of like community information stuff.
So because you're always, like, involved in the community, do you get... I know you have mentioned us, but have you ever got, like, noticed and, like, in public now?
Yeah.
Because you're obviously
one of the
3 to 5 people they'd see on TV.
Yep. It was like a switch flipped at, like, probably the 1.5 year mark of me being here. It was very odd because I would go out when I first came here and no one would know who I am except, you know, that one person who saw you that day. And they would go, like, where are you from? But now, like, I don't want to say, like, go out and I'm bombarded by everybody. That's ridiculous.
Just the odd person.
Oh, for sure.
One person.
I was out at a school, a brand new school opening on Friday, and I had, like, 7 people come up to me, talk up to me about my job, what I do, and what I talked about that morning. So it was kind of cool. Like, I don't mind it. I mean, it's a great way to meet people. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, everyone's very nice. But I think it's, I get it when, like, you have to, like, everybody, you know, we all talk, like, oh, have you ever met that guy? Is he nice? So the thing is, like, people are probably saying that about me, I would think. So you have to be, like, on and nice to everybody. Because if you give somebody a frown, they're not going to like you. And then they're going to, like...
And they're going to tell everyone.
Yeah. Hey, I met Tyler. He was a dick. Like, yeah. I don't want that around.
Well, yeah, that's like when when people are complaining about something, they'll tell 9 of their friends, allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we tell their friends about something good, it'll only be 3 people. So it's like doing that. So how is it like being on all the, like being a mini local celebrity?
I don't know. It's kind of weird. Like, sometimes I'll just be minding my own business, doing whatever, and I'm not in, like, maybe not in a bad mood, but not in, like, a great one.
You're just in a... You're
just
there.
Hanging out, just doing my thing, just being me, doing whatever I have to do, and then someone will come up, and you're like, oh, hey, yeah, nice to meet you. But it's always really weird, because I feel that, like, I don't need to, like, I'm not a big deal. Like, I'm just talk on the news, it's whatever, but people see it as, like, a cool job, which I get.
Well, because you're broad, you meet a lot, holy smokes.
You're in a lot of people's houses.
There you go. Everybody watches me while they have their dinner, which kind of is weird. But it's a habit, and I will do it till the day I die. I shake, put my hand out and say, I'm Tyler, nice to meet you. Mm-hmm. Well, they already know that if they're coming up to me.
Yeah.
But it's weird because I know I should, because I shouldn't assume they know who I am. But they do because they're talking to me anyway. But I feel it's just nice.
A common courtesy.
Yeah, I'm Tyler. Nice to meet you.
Really,
what's your name?
To truly introduce yourself.
Well, and especially now day and age with the young kids, as we've even talked about before, like even like between like 3 to 5 years younger than us, the like just the gap between like just like common decency or like common courtesy is just out the window. Because nowadays, like, we do have a lot of people who are like have their face down in their phones all the time. But like you go back like 3 years, like in like, just like in age group, so we're all like what, 25?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you even go to like 21, 22 year olds now, their faces are in their phones all the time. They don't even, they look up or they're like, oh, hi. Like,
kids are the best to meet though.
Try teenagers.
Oh, young kids. Like
teenagers
kids?
Are the worst.
Teenagers are the worst.
Interviewing teenagers is like I cannot stand it. I mean, sometimes you'll get good teenagers who, you know, you can tell, okay, you're going to be a productive member of society one day. And not that the other ones won't be, but they're just not there on a maturity level. And, you know, you ask them, you know, what's your favorite part about this? And their answer is good. That's not an answer for that question, kid. Like you're 15 years old. Like, you know, you know how to speak.
Yeah.
What's your favorite jelly bean? Good. Good.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Good.
Teenagers are the worst. Kids are so hit and miss when you're interviewing them. Sometimes they'll give you nothing, and then other times they'll just go off and talk. I interviewed one the other day. It was great. They're cute, too. They always make for a good, like, little segue in a story, or you can always build a story around a cute child.
Nice. Great.
Yeah.
So those are, what are your favorite? If you could just pick one aspect of, like, the news, which one? If you could just specialize in that specific region, which one would be?
Weather?
Yeah, weather. No, that means like you're in trouble with everybody at all times.
Yeah, it's the only job where you can always be wrong.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Probably like, I really like anchoring, and so that's obviously like on desk stuff and like reading news. And I really like just going out and being with the camera and shooting, not necessarily reporting, just shooting stuff and being creative. That's probably my two favorite areas.
Okay, so you wouldn't do, you don't like doing. How's on locations? What are problems you run into when you're on location? As in, like, you're on your own, or, like, you just have your tripod camera and you...
It happened yesterday. It, like, first of all, I was trying to set up my shot and Greg called me. that interrupted what I was trying to do. Oh, I, like, what the hell is calling me? It's Greg. Okay, I put it away. I actually have it recorded on there with me saying, oh... Goddamn Greg. Because it's all live, so I just cut it up anyway. But the problems I run into when you're out in the field by yourself. First one is framing yourself up in a shot and getting the focus right. And the zoom, oh my god. Every time what I'll do is I'll find an adult that's somewhere around that is roughly my height, and I will get them to stand in there as my body double and just frame the shot up for them and maybe go a little bit taller if they're a little bit shorter. Yeah. So widen it up just a titch and then make sure the focus is right and then just say like, thanks. And then I'll mic myself up, make sure I got levels, press record, go stand in the spot they were standing at. And usually it's good. Like it never comes back how exactly you want it. If you want a good stand-up or, like, you need somebody else there to frame it up and shoot it for you. But doing it by yourself, it's troubling. But, I mean, it's not the worst thing in the world.
Okay.
Yeah.
Didn't even think of that.
Yeah. Oh, and people talk, like, yell. Like, we had one person yell Baba Booey the other day.
Really?
Yeah. Like, driving by. And I was shooting. I wasn't doing anything. I wasn't recording it. I was just shooting it. And the guy rode by in a truck and yelled at the girl I work with, Baba Booey! And then,
So you have to restart?
Yeah.
I can only imagine.
It's the worst. People think that effort right in the P is real funny, too.
Well, that's... Yeah, the internet started that one.
Yeah.
That sucks. Or you gotta love... I did it to Greg when he was doing his, like, video segment. They just, like, walk behind you and pretend like they're looking for someone on their phone, and then they walk away. Or they just stay in the front. I guess, have you ever done, like, a live on location, like, actually, like, where someone could walk by and say something, and you're live?
No. See, out here, we don't really have those capabilities right now. We're supposed to be getting that sort of stuff, but we don't really do that out here.
Well, I guess there's not much of a need at the moment.
Yeah. I mean, we could if we wanted... But no, like, I've never stood on a street corner and been, like, live to the news. That's something we don't really do out here, which is unfortunate because that's a good experience. But.
Yeah. What's the most extreme, like, weather condition that you've had to shoot in?
Oh, it's like minus 45 one day. I will never forget it. My, like, fronts of my legs were, like, frozen off. Like, my...
I just heard the... you went there.
Oh, it's terrible. It was terrible. And it's kind of ironic, but we were outside in minus 45 because of a fire. So it was like one of those things where this guy's like house and all his collectible cars got burnt to the ground. It was sad. I won't get into it, but yeah, it was not a nice situation. But we went out there, interviewed the guy's daughter outside, and it was so cold. Oh my god! And I wasn't reporting; I was just shooting. So I was the bitch outside, getting all the work, doing all the work, and. Oh man, I will never forget how cold it was that day. It was nasty. That was the worst. And I've been in like torrential downpours, and our cameras don't have rain jackets. And neither did I that day.
Oh,
no, that was bad. I had to pull over on the highway because it was coming down so hard.
Nice.
Yeah. But and obviously it's hot too. But this job sucks in the winter. It sucks because it's cold outside, and you have to be outside half the damn time.
So. And then summertime, it's probably awesome.
It's great. Summertime's great. You can go and do whatever you need. Fall, spring, awesome. It's
you not allowed wearing a jacket or what in winter?
Well, I wear a jacket, yeah.
Yeah,
wear a jacket.
See what the problem is.
It's freezing. And your legs. Try working a camera that size with gloves. It's pretty hard.
Okay, I get that. I get that.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, obviously I'm prepared. Like, I wear a
suit. Yeah, I'm just thinking, what, are you in a suit or what?
Yeah.
Oh, so you are allowed to wear a toque and all that?
Oh, I wear a toque.
Okay.
I wear a toque, and I just put the logo that's on the toque to the back. Yeah. It's just a really nice, like, gray knit toque, so it's pretty nice. Like, I mean,
very plain.
Yeah, no one's going to say anything about it, but my hair goes away in the winter. I just wear a toque all the time.
Summertime.
That way you
I
don't
do
have
to
shower.
It's perfect. And I don't, half the time, well, I shower just because that's my after shower. But in the winter, I always wear, like, nice V-neck sweaters on top of my dress shirts, but the V-neck sweater covers up the whole shirt, so I don't have to iron, so that's good.
Nice.
I don't iron in the winter.
That's one thing that, I guess, well, like, we can all show up, like, the rest of us can show up late to our work and not really have to worry about our appearance sometimes, unless you have a meeting or something. You always have to show up, like, looking, like, pristine, I'm assuming.
Yeah, but it depends. I'll, like, kind of think about what I have going on that day, and then I'll decide what I need to dress like. So...
Have you ever woken up late
and like, many times.
Speed through or something?
Oh, yeah.
You just deal with it?
You just go with it. You just do.
Okay, and now in today's technology, HD's real.
Mm-hmm.
So you had to get good at actually like putting on makeup?
Yeah.
How was that a tough transition? Or did you just like ask your like co-anchor to help you out? And then
yeah, they just kind of showed me what to put on. It's like foundation, I think. I don't know. It's powder, basically.
Oh, and you just put
it
on?
Yeah, I just put it on my forehead, on my nose, and under my eyes. Like on my apples of my cheeks, and then kind of just on my chin. And all it does is gets rid of the glare.
Yeah.
So. In the summers, because I'm kind of darker, it's not probably the right color tone, but whatever. It just gets rid of that.
Yeah, you just...
You can't tell. You just get rid of the shine. That's all. You don't want that big white streak on your head. Looks gross.
So, yeah, real big.
Yeah. I mean, I can see it on all of you right now. If you were wearing makeup, you wouldn't.
Oh, I could see it on Graham for sure.
Excited, Greg's face.
He hasn't showered yet, so.
Yeah, he's feeling a little slippery.
Oh,
today.
Yeah. Greg, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm pretty quiet.
You're another guest. we've been very focused on Tyler because you brought us here.
That's fine.
What's new in the life of Greg these days? What are you up to?
I was listening to Tyler talk. It's quite fascinating. Like, it was actually something I looked into when I was a kid. It was like sports broadcasting, so it's cool like hearing it from somebody who actually does it, who's actually a close friend of yours. So, no, I was just fascinated the entire time. So I was fine just staying on the other side.
That's great.
Fascinated. Yeah. You're fascinated.
I just like to pump your tires every once in a while because you know.
I just want to also say I don't ever talk about this stuff ever. I think
no,
you guys can
like,
probably attest.
We ask him about like when we're all hanging out, just and we're not recording or anything. We'll be like, "Oh, what's like?" Like we ask him, "Like, oh, what's a crazy story that you did this week or something?" And he's like, "Oh, I did this and this." And
but like,
oh,
I don't
cool,
know.
But
what I do is not a big deal, and I think
it's just interesting.
It is interesting. You know, totally. I get why people are interested in it, but I just want to make it known. I don't like sit here and gloat about it all.
No. We brought you here for this reason. Like that's why we're asking. Yeah.
I still think my favorite thing was. When you meet people, like, I guess in Yorkton, mm-hmm. when you meet people here, and they go to the question, like, oh, what do? You find it, like, do you find, like, it's almost bragging when you say it? Or, like,
no,
like you're not. But
I know. I know what you mean.
The wrong people can perceive a lot.
I know what you
I'm
mean.
I'm on TV.
But they if you're going to ask that question, I'm obligated to give you the correct answer. Yeah. If you ask me, so what do you do in town? I just say I work at the CTV station. I don't say what I do. I mean, I could mop the floors for all they know. Sometimes the conversation ends there. I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on here.
Is your phone keeps
vibrating?
Buzzing.
Oh,
that's my roommate.
Oh, I didn't hear. It's all good. But yeah, you're obligated to give him an answer. And so you say, well,
I work at
CTV.
CTV. Sometimes people just leave it at that. Other times people say, oh, what do you do there? Oh, I just say I'm a reporter, sports reporter and news reporter. I kind of do it all there. And like, oh, okay, cool. And sometimes that's it again. And then other times they want to know more. And I don't have a problem telling them. I mean, it's...
No.
I'm before I did this, if someone told me they did that, I'd be interested. Not just only because I'm, I was interested in doing this, but
yeah. Well, and especially like in today, like nowadays, everyone like likes like, oh, I'm on Instagram, I'm on this, I'm that. Your job, you're always every day, you're on TV broadcast to like at least 100 people. For sure.
Oh God, yeah, like in the mornings.
That, yeah. Safe guess, 100
people.
Whole
southern half of the province tunes in that. Jesus Christ.
Silent, Tyler.
Sir,
I told you. Silent. I don't know why earlier. Everyone in freaking Yorkton is calling.
This is behind the fourth wall here. We specifically tell our guests to put it on silent because we've had it before where it's like,
You can't hear it now. So
yeah.
It's off. I would never expect calls from these people.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay. So, what were we chatting about before the phone rang?
You were just saying, like, telling people
you're
what
big
you
deal
do.
And we're not.
And oh, yeah, big deal.
Oh, yeah.
Phone's ringing.
Yeah, exactly.
Coolest cat.
Being modest, and he's like, oh, sorry, guys. Oh. That's actually just the mayor of Melville calling me. Hello, mayor.
I don't know. You get to meet a lot of really cool people, though.
Yeah,
too.
I can only imagine.
Like, I met the new command, like, RCMP commander the other day. Great guy.
Oh, from Moose Jaw?
No, from here. Like.
Oh, Yorkton.
Yeah, we just got a new one here. He's a nice guy. It'll be good.
Sweet.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah.
You meet mayors.
Lots of mayors. So you know what, though? Mayors are, like, in a small town. It's just some dude. It's like.
Or woman.
No one else. Yeah. Like,
yeah,
to be
yeah,
sexist.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
You gotta cover all.
It's just somebody, and like nobody else wanted to be the mayor, so they were. So, but I don't know. It's kind of neat.
Now, because you're obviously like a public figure here, and people know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Do you play sports, and do you get recognized when you're playing those sports?
Yeah, pretty often.
So, what are you doing that? Like, have you ever ran into a situation?
Hockey, where... as you guys know, I can get a little goofy sometimes.
Oh, you?
Here, I don't do anything. I just keep my mouth shut. Put my head down because the moment you do something that isn't like
upstanding,
like yeah, exactly. If you're not perfect, well, what's I played hockey against that Tyler from CTV.
He's a prick.
He's a dick.
Yeah. And not only are
tells his wife that or tells his buddies that like that guy's an asshole. Like I can't have that out there about me. That's not cool.
Yeah, and not only are you like making you look bad, you're making your company look bad.
Yeah,
like the company that pays you. And
yeah,
that,
exactly.
Right?
So. Luckily, I don't know, I've been pretty good. Like, but yeah, you're right. The sports, it's all the time people come up to me. And,
yeah, oh, that'd be the toughest transition for me, too. We all get up at every Greg and Clay.
I've never once ever gotten angry at any sport I've ever played.
I was up playing at a golf tournament a couple weeks ago, and the guy I was playing in the group with was like, where are you from? I recognize you from somewhere. And like... okay, I know where you recognize me from. I'd never met you in my life, but I know where you recognize me from. And I this is the first time I've ever done that. I think it was because I had a few drinks. I was like, I'm on TV.
Oh,
and I felt like such a piece of shit. He's like, oh, right. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I watch you every morning. I'm like, okay, cool.
He didn't know that he watches you every morning?
Well, sometimes you just can't put it.
Like,
you just can't place it. You know, you see a guy, I know that guy.
Oh,
where?
Your hair's not exactly the same.
Yeah.
I'm not wearing
a suit.
Or
you're not wearing your glasses or something like that.
Or from time to time, like maybe he was just trying to be like coy and be like, I know the answer. Let's see how he answers. Probably not in that situation.
No, yeah.
Let's see how humble this asshole is.
Let's see.
And the one day I picked him, be like, I'm on TV.
Yeah.
I had a few drinks, whatever.
That reminds me of the Aziz Ansari like bit when he in his stand-up comedy and he's talking about like, dude, are you the brown guy from Parks and Rec? He's like, yeah, I'm on TV. Just like,
oh, yeah.
Gets
I'm
all
on
uppy
TV.
And like, he's like, yeah, of course I walk into the bars and just be like, hey, bitch, I'm on TV. Which he doesn't do because people on TV don't do that because they're not assholes.
Well, no,
the
and they
part.
Also because they have to uphold an image.
Exactly.
Some people, I'm sure, do, but.
Well, I'm sure, like, certain people make their presence known because they, you know, have to act, put on a show for others. But
you have to be on at all times. I can't say anything on Twitter. I don't have opinions anymore. Those are out the window.
But also, not only, like, I know you're on TV and all that, but people should follow that motto, too. Like,
oh, totally.
In sports, like, hey, don't tell this person to... you know, piss off or say a real nice word towards them because you know what? It might come back because wherever you are, it's not that big of a town unless you're in a giant
home.
Metropolis.
I'm anonymous when I go home.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. No one knows who I am. Great.
Yeah,
as soon as I cross that border, woohoo!
Yeah.
Freedom!
Freedom. He pulls out Twitter. Guys, guess what? They're like, no, Tyler, it's the same. He's like, oh, no.
No, but you know Twitter's what? Internet. I say that I don't have opinions anymore, but I really don't have anything bad to say. I'm a pretty
positive
whatever kind of dude.
Yeah, we've also seen like what the social media can do to people's careers in general. Not just like our level of people, but like very famous people.
Have you guys been looking back at the like on this day thing on Facebook?
Yeah, the memories.
I check it every morning.
Yeah, it's the worst.
Actually, I should check mine right now.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it live.
I can tell you that mine has nothing in it. So.
I used to make a lot of Facebook.
My most favorite on this day
I never
was
did Facebook, and I'm still thinking of removing mine.
A friend of mine, who I used to hang out with in high school a lot. I haven't seen him very often whatsoever since you graduated. But he reposted it on this day, and it was me wearing a Saskatchewan Rough Riders t-shirt. And what's great is that, I don't know if I sent it to you, but either way, I saved it just so that I can prove to my friends that on this day, it showed July 29th, 2007. And it was before they had won their first Grey Cup in my lifetime. And because all my friends call me a bandwagon hopper. And so that that picture validated. I'm like, well, I know. But now everyone knows because you need truth behind everything now. And I show pictures. Yeah, because apparently words don't mean anything anymore. Did you have on my on this?
Unless it's, it's mean-spirited towards somebody online.
And you, then hey, pull out your phone on this day.
No.
Come on.
No.
Why, you're that embarrassed?
Yeah.
I'm
not
embarrassed
proud
of this one, but
I'm not proud of it.
So I became friends with two people, one on September 3rd, 2011, and September 3rd, 2008. On this day, September 3rd, 2008, I made a status that said, what was the point of going to school today? Spelled today, number two, and then the word day. Well, Tyler, the point of going to school is to get a goddamn education, you loser. I'm glad you went.
Nice.
So,
I'm assuming it was orientation.
Probably. I love this on this day thing because I'll make ambiguous posts that have no meaning or context to them. And I try and rack my brain for hours as to what I wrote that about.
But that was because back in the day, that was our subtweeting or that was like our passive aggressive post on social media so my friends will see and wonder about me or inquire.
Yeah.
The young kids these days, I know a few younger people, and one of them posted I guess maybe tomorrow will be better. Really? Will it be? Yeah, probably. It's just like, oh, I just want attention. Come and find me, please. Send help. It's like, oh, what'd you do? You stub your toe today? Someone get mad at you? Maybe something terrible happened, but for the most part, it's not. Greg, let us have it.
No stories today.
No stories today.
Oh, that's too bad.
Darn.
That's a shame.
I also have those ambiguous posts where I'm like, what was I thinking? Like, oh, that was a tough day.
What really happened that day was so damn hard.
I know. Just you gotta let the world know sometimes.
I guess.
And no one in the world actually cares.
No. No one gave a rat's
ass.
Actually, all my statuses that have comments on them are usually from Cam, and he's being an asshole.
Really?
A dick.
What the way?
You're such a piece of shit. I thought we were friends.
Oh, I had such a bad day. You probably deserved it.
You were such a troll. And I always I read it and I'm like, why am I still friends with this guy?
Why is he
a fucking asshole? Mean.
I don't mind it. It's pretty
You don't mind it at all?
No,
okay,
I'm used to it.
Speaking of which, it is now lightning round. Okay, we're on social media, so I'll ask. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
Fuck, marry, kill? Is that what we're doing?
Yep, but of the...
Do I have to pick my favorite?
Yeah, just if you could only pick one of
Twitter.
Them.
Twitter?
Okay, Greg?
Twitter.
Excellent. All right, Grant?
I'm trying to think of something I haven't asked before. What's your favorite color?
Blue.
Blue?
Purple.
Really?
Yeah, like a nice...
You do wear a lot of purple.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, compliments
more than,
is like
more than
his
most
hair
people
and
that
eyes.
I know.
Yeah, the darker color.
It
it compliments my dark hair.
Yeah.
It brings out
your eyes.
The darkness
yeah.
in the eyes.
I can handle a bright color.
Guys talking about bright colors.
You could not pull off bright orange.
No, I can't.
I could.
I can't.
My
hair. I can't pull
dark.
Off half the reds.
How dark my toes are.
Yeah, I can.
Pretty wild.
I can pull off orange because I force myself to pull off orange.
We should find out if you're on you Rate My Feet or something like that. Or
rate my
what?
Feet.
Yeah, there's something. There's a website
we're not
where you put famous people's feet on there.
Oh,
I'm not
give
famous.
You an answer for
yeah, like real feet people.
Okay, Anyways. You're going out for wings. You're getting one wet flavor and one dry flavor. Greg, favorite wet?
Barbecue.
Favorite dry?
Lemon pepper.
Tyler.
This is why we're friends. Exact same.
Really?
Exact same.
Okay, now when you go for wings, how many do you normally get?
Usually get two orders, so usually 2 pounds. So usually probably 20, 24 wings in that range.
Okay, we already know what Greg does, but Greg, how many do you have?
Whole fucking chicken coop.
Well, it depends. What I'm in the mood for that day. Anywhere between 12 wings and 24 wings, which could also mean 9.
Yeah, Greg.
Or, sorry, 18.
Greg has been known to do the 9 split. He'll do 9 and 9.
We have one friend who will order, because like the minimum order is like 3, and he gets 3 of one flavor and 3 of another. And
oh,
we all know who that is.
Oh, yep. I know exactly what you're talking about.
The waitress just looks at him like, you fucking kidding me right now.
This is absolutely unacceptable.
Dream vacation.
Oh, wow. It's either... I'd love to,
like the basics of it.
I'd love to go tour Europe, but instead of looking at like castles, I mean, I would love to go do that.
Yeah.
But I would rather spend my money on going golfing. I would just pop my way around Europe and golf everywhere.
That's along the same lines. I wouldn't mind doing that or doing like going to like Costa Rica or like. Anywhere else?
Yeah, where is Costa Rica?
Yeah, I was
in Central America.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I watched that episode. That's funny. No. I didn't even. Okay, I know we need to wrap this up, but Central America, is that an actual
region? Yeah.
Central
America and the Caribbean.
Okay,
it's
but
not
it's
not a continent.
It's not a continent.
No.
See, that's why I thought
it's
it was
part
like within
of, it's part
near
of
North
America.
America.
It's a region of North
America. Okay,
oh,
so
see.
But it's like recognized as Central America.
Yes,
because
you can split North America into 3.
Okay.
Canada, United States, and then Central America.
Okay, I knew that because I am from Mexico, so Mexico is part of North America. So when she called it Central America, and I'm thinking, is there some sort of new continent that no one told me about?
Yeah,
it threw me for a loop. I still don't know where it is.
It's in North America. She's wrong. We're right.
Boom.
Yeah, it's
okay, Trump card.
She'll hear this.
No. Yeah. Okay. Anyways.
Yeah. She's right. But yeah.
What was the last book that you read?
Ooh, I really zoomed through J.R.R. Wright's second book.
Number 2.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I read it in like 4 days on the beach in Mexico. It was great.
There you go.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
J.R.R. Wright's second book.
Oh my god.
Actually, I'm halfway through James Duthie's book. I haven't picked it up since like March, but
The Guy on the Left.
Yeah. It's
and
great. It's pretty good. Okay. It's not as funny as Jay's book, but it's still
both of Jay's books were really good.
The greatest reads ever.
We're going to McDonald's right after this. What are you getting?
A McFlurry.
What flavor McFlurry?
Oreo.
Ooh. Maybe I'll get that little Mexican burger.
Oh yeah.
Okay, have you seen the commercial?
No.
For those that I don't know. I have an issue with it.
Okay.
It's like kind of this deep male voice, and Jose is at McDonald's, and he is happy that there's the Mexican burger. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And then his wife, Chen, is happy that they have a Thai-inspired burger. Their son, Rod, doesn't know which one to get, but Rod's a mama's boy, so he gets the Thai burger. Well...
What? Really?
Yeah. Like, how can they do that? Like, in a day of political correctness, how can you have a commercial with an interracial couple and the Mexican wants the Mexican burger and the Chinese one or the Taiwanese one wants the Thai burger?
Because that's from Taiwan.
How can you do that?
That's Thai.
That's racist.
Is
that not a bit racist?
Yeah.
To just assume that Mexicans are happy that they have a Mexican burger?
Are you being triggered right now?
Not gonna touch that. Are you a little PC, bro?
Well, I just
do you need a safe space?
I do not necessarily care, but in a day and age where everything has to be so politically correct, how can they do that?
Yeah.
That's not right.
Yeah, maybe that was the point.
I don't understand. And even giving them Mexican names, Jose, and then they have a kid named Rod. Kind of Rod.
Well, he's obviously second generation.
Yeah, like who names their freaking... who names their child Tyler and Mexican? There's no Mexican Tyler.
Oh, my
that's
mom's
a very
Ukrainian.
Second generation. So
but I just thought it was very odd to see a commercial that was like
so is Mexico. All
right,
Cam.
Mexicans.
What? Mexico is
right.
North America.
Again, we already know. Okay, you two have both been on the podcast now. Now we're going to do a little quartet here. So we're going to wrap it up. but we're going to do a cappella style. I'll kick us off.
Two-thirds in the studio for the first time on the road. Special episode number 20.
Number 20!
This is the way we do it here on the two-thirds by two-quarters half podcast. I think that was pretty good.
Thanks for showing up, Greg.
I had no clue where we were going with that.
Message for the kids, Tyler.
Same message as my last message to the kids. Stay off social media.
Greg.
Spay and neuter your pets.
Yeah! Yay!